Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Millennia ago, God gave us the Ten Commandments as a blueprint for living. Our failure to follow commandment number 6 is a big reason for the dismal state many families find themselves in. Today, the key to having happy and stable families. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. On today's broadcast, Pastor Lutzer continues his series on the Ten Commandments as he brings a message on commandment number 6. Join us now for Honor Your Father and Your Mother.
All of us know that in our land today there is a scourge that seems to be affecting homes everywhere, and that is, of course, the breakup of the home, the tearing apart of what God has put together. And the commandment, honor your father and your mother, is one that is centrally located within the heart of God's social program for the world, because he's very concerned that the family be strong. That's his emphasis. And when the text says honor your father and your mother, it's God's way of affirming once again, if it needs affirmation, the great responsibility that there rests with parents as well as children. Before I begin to discuss that commandment, because obviously on the face of it, it seems as if it applies to children, I want to say, first of all, a word to parents. Why is it that God says, honor your father and your mother? Why does he say that to children? Well, the answer is because God invests in parents an awesome responsibility. Did you know that so far as God is concerned, parents really represent him to their children? You are God's representatives to your children, parents. You say, well, I don't like that. I want to back out. You can't. God has appointed you to be his representative to children, the children that you have born, and there's no way that you can back out. Now, that's why parents have such a tremendous amount of power in the lives of their children. Awesome power. The father particularly has power. In fact, there are those children whose father has been dead who still exercises authority over them from his grave. They can be 30 years old, they can be 50 years old, and they are still spending a great deal of their time trying to overcome either the good influence, in which case, of course, they would not have to overcome it, but to respond to it, or the evil influence of a father who perhaps rejected them, beat them, hated them, and said awful things about them. And so let's remember that God invests that kind of authority in parents. And I'm reminded of a college student who was dying because of a car accident, who said to her mother, "Mother, you have taught me how to hold my cigarette. You have taught me how to be popular. You have taught me how to dress. You have taught me how to use contraceptives. But you have not taught me how to die. Tell me, how do I die?" And so you have parents all throughout the country to whom God has given this awesome authority, but they are not doing what God appointed them to do. But the Bible says, children, honor your father and your mother. And the question that I want to answer today is, how is this done? How can those of us who are children who still have parents that are alive, how can we fulfill this commandment which God has staked out with clarity? What I want you to do is to begin by turning to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, because one way that we can honor our father and our mother is by obedience. Obedience. I'm speaking here of obeying them by our actions. By our actions. That's one way that we can fulfill the commandment. This is what the text says. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise. And here is the promise, that it may be well with you and that you may live long upon the earth. Children, obey your parents. You fulfill the commandment by your actions. Now, young people and others that are here today, when do we obey our parents? Well, first of all, we obey even when it hurts. Even when it hurts. Even when the will of our parents seems to be contrary to our own desires, our own inclinations. The text says, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Wasn't it Mark Twain who said that his parents learned an awful lot after he became 20 years old? What he meant was that even though before he was 20, he thought that his parents were out to lunch, he discovered that the older he got, the more wisdom he discovered his parents had. Isn't that true of all of us? All of our parents seemed to become incredibly educated sometime after we became 25 or 30. Now let me say this, that as someone who has done some marriage counseling in my life, when a couple comes to me and they say, we've got problems and we are really thinking of splitting or whatever the problem may be, I very frequently ask them a question because I'm interested. The text says that if it isn't well with you, it may well be because of some disobedience in your life. And so I will say to them, now, when you got married, did you get married with your parents' approval? And so often, not all the time, but so often, the answer is, yes, you're right. We didn't have our parents' approval. My mother told me not to marry that guy. There was something about him that she didn't like. And I thought that she was just prejudiced or that she was narrow-minded. But mother was right. Father was right. Why? Because the text says that it may be well with you. Your parents may have much more wisdom than you are willing to give them credit for. And so the Bible says, children, obey your parents. You get married without their approval. You'll spend a good part of your life trying to prove them wrong, and you're going to try too hard. All kinds of problems will develop because the Bible says this is right, that it may be well with you and that you may live long upon the earth. You obey them even when it hurts. You also obey them when they're wrong, by the way. Now, there's nothing in this text that says in a footnote, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right, parens, except when they happen to be wrong. My Bible doesn't say that, and neither does yours. Parents sometimes are wrong, no question about it. Parents are sometimes inconsistent. But the Bible says that if you want it to be well upon the earth, you obey them, even if what they might be asking of you may be a little bit harsh, and you may not think that they are reasonable. They may even be wrong. The Bible says obey them, that it may be well with you. Jesus, the Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 51, he came to his parents. This was, of course, when he was there in Nazareth and then made the trip back. You'll notice it says, and he was subject to them. He put himself as the Son of God under his parents' authority, even though he was the Son of God and certainly eventually had more insight, I should say, than they did. Oh, I can imagine somebody meeting me at the door, and that's why I have to say this next part. And they'll say, is there ever a time when a child should not obey his parents? And the answer, I think, is yes. If your parents ask you to break some commandment of God, if they ask you to steal or to commit adultery, if they tell you not to believe on Jesus Christ, then I think you should disobey them. I have a friend who's a very successful pastor, and I admire him because God has greatly blessed him. And he told me one time, he said that if I were to have obeyed my parents, I would never have accepted Christ as Savior. They were opposed to me believing in Jesus. But he says, today I'm a Christian. And he says, then God called me into the ministry, and they didn't like that either. But the call of God and the will of God in his particular circumstance enabled him to see that he did not have to obey his parents in that respect. But he honors his parents, no question about it. He gives them honor. He is willing to do all that he possibly can to mend the fences. And isn't it interesting that years after his decision to go into the ministry and accept Christ as Savior, his parents now have mellowed a great deal, and they have accepted that, and now they're open to the gospel in a way that they weren't many years ago. but he gives them honor. But he realizes that there is a conflict between the higher will of God and the will of his parents. But those are very rare circumstances. They do exist. They do happen. But the Bible simply says, children, obey your parents. Why? That it may be well with you. And some of you here today can testify that it isn't well with you, and the reason may be because of rebellion against your parents. Second, we can obey not only in our actions, we can obey in our attitude. In our attitude. You know, all of us know the story of the little boy who was asked by his parents to sit down, and then he said later, I'm sitting down, but in my heart I'm standing up. There is such a thing as obedience just because mom and dad are bigger than I am, the boy says. Like a father who really whipped his child and said, remember, I am doing this in love. And the little boy says, I wish I were big enough to return the favor. And so there are children who say, I am obeying my parents, but just wait till I become old enough to do my own thing. How do you have the right attitude? First of all, an attitude of thanksgiving. An attitude of thanksgiving. Gratitude. Your parents do a whole lot more for you than you can possibly remember or appreciate until you have your own. And then you find out how much they do for you. Somewhere I read that it takes $250,000 to raise a child today from point zero to past college. I don't know if that's right or not, but I do know this, that it takes a tremendous amount of work and effort to rear children, and appreciation is so important. And those of us who are older and now know that, we have the responsibility of thanking our parents.
Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and of course, as we continue to emphasize the need to honor our father and our mother, I recognize that oftentimes great wisdom is needed, particularly if you come from a broken home, perhaps you've experienced abuse. But at the same time, God honors the family, and we need to emphasize that in a world that has lost its way. I've written a book entitled, Why Holiness Matters, and I wrote the book because, as you've possibly already have heard me say, because I believe that holiness actually matters. For a gift of any amount, we're making this book available for you. Why? Because we're living in a day and age when people have lost their sense of the holiness of God, Christians are becoming careless. Thank you so much for helping us, even as you receive your copy of Why Holiness Matters. As I've already mentioned, for a gift of any amount, it can be yours.
You've heard Erwin Lutzer with part one of Honor Your Father and Your Mother, a look at another of the Ten Commandments. Next time, listen for more on what obeying mom and dad really entails and why obeying them brings such rich dividends. Running to Win is all about helping you find God's roadmap for your race of life. Eternity will reveal how faithful we were on earth. That's why holiness matters. The title of a book by Pastor Lutzer that describes the holiness of God as expressed in the Ten Commandments. This book will be sent as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support the ministry of Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. For Pastor Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.